Pour another cup of coffee with Fleming in the Morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have Phil Johnson in studio with us today at KGLO. And Phil, it's that time again. We're going to be talking about the Hall of Fame at Mason City High School.
We certainly are, the class of 2020. It's, you know, it's hard to believe it's 2020. You know, I mean, it's that sounds like. You remember way back. You know, when the turn 2000. You know, you go, wow. This is really something. Now it's 2020, and we're marching forward here.
Marching forward, 2020, and we have a new Hall of Fame class that will go in this fall.
New Hall of Fame class. The selection committee met last Monday evening, a week ago last night. We had 54 nominees, of which 5 were chosen. And it just really, every year at this time, I'm reminded of the great tradition that we have in Mohawk Athletics and the number of people who are Hall of Fame worthy. And our selection committee just does a terrific job in studying these people. You know, candidates need to be nominated, and then I make copies of all the nomination forms and get them to the committee about 3 weeks in advance. And when they come in for the night of the voting, why, they've done their homework and they're ready to roll, and they really take it serious. So it's great.
I would guess that in many instances there are probably now you go with 5. But there were probably many more that were under consideration that night.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. No, it's really tough for the committee because there's a lot of good athletes out there. And they do their homework, and they the selection, you know, the candidate needs to be a graduate of Mason City High School. They need to be out for at least 10 years. It could be a student athlete. It could be a team. It could be somebody outstanding from the community, like last year we had Tim Fleming be elected to our Hall of Fame. I could be an administrator, could be a coach, could be, you know, anybody can be nominated. But as far as being selected, that's kind of the criteria. And every year, you know, we've got like this for the class of 2021. Now we're looking at people who graduated in 2011 and before. And so, I mean, there's always people coming up. The question was asked the first year that we did this. Well, you're going to run out of people, aren't you? And the answer is absolutely not. Because there's always people being nominated. The thing that people really need to understand is they do need to be nominated. You know, they just aren't, you know, we just don't say, well, I think so-and-so should be in. That's not the way it is. They need to be nominated, and the nominator needs to do kind of a sales pitch on the form. You know, don't hold back on their information. Although the committee does do research and things like that, but it's a sales pitch to the committee on why this person should be in the Mason City High School Athletic Hall of Fame. And the real touching thing is when I call the people the night of the election and tell them that they've been selected. I mean, Phil, you just made my day, or this is great, or I can't believe I'm going in, or whatever. I mean, the response is so meaningful, and that's what it's all about.
I know it was an unbelievable honor for me. It was one of those, it was just unbelievable. So
yeah,
it was a great night, a wonderful honor, and I can't wait to hear who's going in this year. Who do you have going in, Phil?
Well, here we are, you know, with class of 2020 here, and we'll do this in the alphabetical order. Dick Adams. Dick earned 10 varsity letters, 4 in track, 3 in basketball, 3 in football. His junior and senior year, he was first team All-State in both sports. In track, he ran the anchor on the medley sprint relay and the mile relay team. And Dick Adams is a big boy. A little sidelight is, you know, I'm from Northwood originally, and we, my junior, we had a good basketball team. The Mohawks had a good basketball team, and so our coaches lined up a scrimmage at Roosevelt Fieldhouse. And, of course, I was a center, and, we start the game with a jump, and I was a fairly good jumper. Dick Adams was a great jumper, and I'm telling you, he is like a human pogo stick, and I knew we were in trouble because that guy was an athlete. He was an athlete, and he's, you know, he's big. So, I mean, he's just a tremendous athlete and very well deserved being in the Athletic Hall of Fame. Jennifer Welch Farrell, she competed in 12 state meets in three different sports, track, gymnastics, and diving. She was second all-around at the state gymnastics meet while placing first in the balance beam. She was a member of the record-setting shuttle hurdle relay team, and she placed second in diving at the state meet and was named a high school All-American in diving. The right thing with Jennifer is I don't believe we had a gymnastics team here. So she was, like, by herself. And if I remember right, her dad and Jim DeLuy were, like, her coaches. But to go down and, you know, perform like that, that's pretty tremendous, really. Dick Garth. Dick Garth was head basketball coach at Mason High School for, like, 16 years. He coached 9 All-Staters, and he took 4 teams to state. And he was also the golf coach. So Mason High School has had a lot of outstanding both individual golfers and team, you know, golf teams. L.D. Matheson was a football coach here for a number of years. He was very successful, and he was very well respected throughout the state. He also was assistant track coach, and he was in charge of the discus. And he had two first-team All-Staters in the discus, of which one was Scott Kroll, who you know, held the national record for, you know, years and years. I think he threw the discus 207 feet, something like that, and Eldine was his coach. And then we have the 1965 football team, and they went undefeated. They're only one of two football teams who were undefeated in the history of Mason High School. Bill Moore, Dick Garth, Paul Strothman were the coaches of that team. So that rounds out our class of 2020. And like all of the other previous classes, this is a tremendous class. And they're certainly Hall of Fame worthy.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
The night of the first home football game, we'll have the induction event. And so it's going to be fun having all these people back and, you know, being honored for their past achievements.
Wow. That's a great list. Great coaches, athletes. Wow. That's terrific. I'm really excited for those people.
Yep, it'll be a lot of fun. They're really looking forward to it.
Yeah. And we don't know the first night, do we, of the home football?
We do not know that yet. Yeah. Now, that should be coming out here probably, I'd say, within the next month.
Yeah.
Usually it's the last Friday night in August to the first Friday night in September. And we've been, for the most part, pretty lucky. We started this in 2014, and, you know, the inaugural night, we had a cloudburst of a rainstorm. So we couldn't even honor the class of 2014 in front of the, you know, in front of the fans, because they even delayed the football game till 9:30. You know, you never hear of a football game being delayed, but I mean, it was just a crazy night. And then a couple of years ago, you know, we had this tornado watch, so we just finished eating, and everybody had to go to the FEMA center. So, you know, it's a little hard getting like 150 people who are in the gym lobby organized to go to the FEMA center, you know, because, you know, it's a ways away. And but other than that, the weather's been great, so it's great having these people come back. It's even better if the weather is good, and it's just a great night for everybody. And the spirit is, you can just feel the spirit.
Beautiful night. Yeah, last year was the weather was terrific. It was just great.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the thing is, people come back from miles and miles and miles. Like, you know, you had good family representation over from Dubuque.
Mm-hmm.
And people have come from Texas and New York and California just to be with these people who are going to be honored.
Oh, it's the best night. They will all just, they'll love it. It'll be very, very special for them and for the community, too. And, boy, it gives the young athletes a chance to look, too, and see, hey, look at these people and what they've done for Mason City High School.
Absolutely. You know, our little mantra is to honor the past, inspire the future.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've got that 32-inch touchscreen kiosk there in the gym lobby, and, you know, people can look at that, and they can see the accomplishments of all these people. And it's unbelievably good.
Yeah. No, it's neat stuff. Congrats to all the folks. Phil, I guess the one question that people might have now in listening to us again, go back to what you said at the very, very beginning. You can't get into the Hall of Fame unless you are nominated to get into the Hall of Fame. And there's a nominating period for that. But, I mean, people can still go to the school's website and get to that, correct?
Sure. Go to the school website, MasonCitySchools.org. And get a nomination form, or we have them in our office in the Brick and Tile building, you know, whichever. Technically, the nominating period starts October 1st, and it culminates here the 1st of February.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're pretty flexible when it comes to that, because if somebody wants to nominate somebody, you know, now for 2021, you know, they could certainly do it. It's just they're not going to be considered until
next year.
You know, next year.
Yeah.
And the same way with contributing money, you know, we have some people who are really generously financially supporting our Athletic Hall of Fame because there is no school money here. And, you know, people give contributions, and without their help, we wouldn't be able to have a first-class event like we do. But, you know, we always say if we're going to do it, we're going to do it first class. And we really have good financial support. So we really appreciate people's support and enthusiasm for Athletic Hall of Fame, and it's just great.
Love it. Congrats to all the people going in this year. That's going to be a fun night. I can't wait.
Thanks so much.
Can't wait. Phil, thank you for coming in. Phil Johnson with us, and there you go, the Mason City Mohawk Hall of Fame announcement for this year. AM 1300 KGLO.